AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Air travel a mess today between thunderstorms last night in the New York City area and Tropical Storm Debbie still brewing offshore near South Carolina. Call your airline if you have travel plans. The National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says the former hurricane will continue soaking the Carolinas.
Still expecting to see storm total rainfall amounts of 10 to 20 inches across portions of coastal South Carolina up into southeastern North Carolina.
The system has already stirred up tornadoes and submerged streets in waist-high floodwaters. At least six deaths are linked to the storm, which is expected to also soak the mid-Atlantic later this week. More than 2 months after a black man died on a Milwaukee street, dragged outside by hotel security guards. Four hotel workers are arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell. His family's lawyer spoke on WISN-TV.
Simply because of who they think Mr. Mitchell was, he was treated differently than other crime victims, and that's 1,000% wrong.
Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be spending their first day as running mates in Wisconsin and Michigan, our Ben Thomas reports.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me.
And Anselm College political analyst Chris Galdieri says Walz could help with voters in the Midwest.
Appeal to white working class voters who might have voted for Biden in 2020, but were skeptical of Harris.
In Missouri, the Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe has won the Republican nomination to become governor. Russian officials in Kursk at the border with Ukraine are warning of an incursion by Ukrainian fighters. A local governor is calling on residents to donate blood. This is AP News. The Highway Loss Data Institute says new anti-theft software upgrades provided for Hyundai and Kia vehicles has helped cut theft rates by more than half. Some 24 models are eligible for the upgrade. Pitt Bull Stadium will be the new home of FIU football in Florida.
I'm a fireball.
Pitbull will pay $1.2 million annually for the next 5 years to Florida International University to name its stadium after himself. Pitbull says Pitbull Stadium, home of the FIU Panthers, is truly history in the making. The deal calls for him to get use of the stadium for 10 days each year, with tickets set aside for students. He also gets two suites and 20 VIP parking passes for FIU football home games, and he will create a new anthem for the school. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.